Hello, everyone. Happy Monday. I hope you all are off to a great week. I know that you are getting this episode a little late, but I'm sure you all can hear that my voice, does not sound like as it usually does. And that, if I'm being 100% transparent, has to do with one, allergies, but also this past week, I've put so much stress on my body to the point where, now my body's responding to the lack of care and rest that I've been pouring into it. And I was experiencing burnout. Like over the past 2 days, I was definitely experiencing burnout. I made a few commitments that I don't even think that my body could handle, but I made a commitment this year that anything that I say that I'm going to do, I'm going to make sure that I do it and not provide any excuses or say no last minute. So there were some things that I ended up doing. And it just became a lot on my body. And it made me, after taking this time to just sit and reflect on the events that occurred and how I'm, recovering from this burnout, I came up with a few, tips and tools that have helped me. Or one that have helped me, but two, some tools that I can also put in place in the future so that I can know not to, have this happen again. And one of those things is, and I know we all, joke about it. We all think this is something that's, mundane and people do it often, but I don't think people really understand the importance of resting. And resting can look different for anyone, but it's for me, it looks like completely isolating myself from the world and my responsibility. So that looks like turning off my phone. It looks like taking a nap. And y'all, if you know me, your girl is a napper. I can do 25-minute naps throughout the day and they bring me so much joy, and I definitely recommend them to anyone. It can look like going for a walk. It can look like watching a TV show on Netflix or watching a movie. But resting is so key because it allows your body to, rejuvenate, re-energize, and allows your brain to not be so consumed with all of its tasks, duties, and responsibilities. And then two, in those moments where we may be close to experiencing burnouts or, even prior to, I'm big on, constantly restructuring or reviewing your list of priorities. So I remember earlier this year in the first episode, I talked about creating, your ideal to-do list. And on that to-do list, you're going to rank things in terms of priority. So whether this is high priority, medium priority, or low priority, and you will tackle those things that are high priority. So when you're, close to experiencing burnout again, I would revisit that list and see if there are some things that may have changed. Are there some things that on your that were on your high priority list that you can kind of shift around and move to low priority or medium priority and vice versa? Because oftentimes there are some things that are on our to-do list that we can end up completely Xing out. For instance, there was, let's say you had a podcast interview to do for a friend. And not to say that something like that isn't important, but I'm sure something like that could be postponed. And so in those moments where you may be experiencing burnout, I would reach out to that friend or that person to say, hey, is this something that we can reschedule? Because I'm currently not in the mental space to complete something or conduct something like this. And I'm sure 9 times out of 10, that person will be totally, receptive and understanding. And that will then be able to allow you to have something removed from your plate, which will then add to, your rest time. And then three, one of the things that helps me is prayer. When I tell you, I don't think people understand how freeing, I don't know, isn't the word, but I guess re-energizing and peaceful and burden lifting prayer is. And one of the scriptures that I usually reference is Philippians 4:13, which says, I can do all things through God who strengthens me. So when those moments where I'm experiencing burnout, I then pray to God for that strength. And I promise you, every single time he will immediately give me it right then and there, or he'll give me an action that will allow me to have to experience that kind of strength. And so that's one of the things I've learned this week, which leads us into today's topic, which is all about prioritizing self-love. And this is something that we don't do enough. Like, look at our to-do list. Are the things on our to-do list, do they reflect or show that we love ourselves, or do we love our careers? Do we love other people? Do we love our kids? I think the most important, especially in this time, the person you need to love right now is you. Like, there's a scripture which says, you know, of all the commandments, which is most important? The most important one, answered Jesus, is this: the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind, and all your strength. And the second one is this: love your neighbor as yourself. There is no greater commandment than these. And I think one of the things that we tend to not look at is the latter part of the scripture, which says, love your neighbor as yourself, which in essence emphasizes how important it is to love yourself, because you can't effectively love your neighbor if you don't love yourself. So I'm going to give you all some tools and tips that, you know, can really help us learn to prioritize that self-love. And the first thing would be this: becoming more self-aware. I think self-awareness is key. I know we talked about that in, you know, previous podcast episodes where we talked about conducting self-evaluations. And I think self-knowledge is key to life. Like, we need to discover the truth about ourselves. And the way that we can do that is by, you know, talking to God, talking to your friends, really taking some time to reflect and answer, you know, these questions. Who am I? What are my likes, my dislikes, my strengths? What do I dream about? What are my passions? What makes me happy? What makes me angry? Because when you know who you are, you won't be affected by other people's opinions of you. You will understand, like, what you should stand for, the opportunities you should and shouldn't be taking, the things you shouldn't have on your to-do list. So I think self-awareness and self-knowledge is critical. And yeah, I hear my voice, you know, going a little bit hoarse, but we're going to do this because I am committed to going live or putting out a podcast every single Monday until God tells me not to. And so here we are. So just bear with me, y'all. I'm going to be drinking some tea right after this. So hopefully, just pray for me. I pray that by the time you're receiving, you know, the next episode, I'll be fully recovered. The second tip is knowing whose you are, right? Like, I know I just highlighted and emphasized how important it is to know who you are, but you also have to know whose you are. The Bible says that we are all children of God and we were created in his image. That's Genesis 1:26. And as a child, we have access to agape, to supernatural love, authority and protection that goes beyond worldly explanation. And that goes back to the scripture which says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And when we truly, you know, grasp and believe that, there is nothing that we will be able to do that can stop us. If we walk with the mindset like there's literally nothing I can't do, imagine how many things you'd be able to accomplish in your life. Like, what is it that is waiting on you? on the opposite side of that, of your own limitations. So the limitation of fear, the limitations of anxiety, the limitations of being so concerned with constructive criticism and judgment. Imagine if we were to put those things aside and really grasp and take on the identity of I am God's child, and no matter what, God's got me, no matter what, I can do anything, because with God, all things are possible. We'd live and operate in so much freedom and so much joy and so much happiness that I truly believe that will make even more of an impact. So one, know who you are, become more self-aware, and two, knows who you are. You are a child of the Most High King, and can't nothing stop you. And that's the what, period. Three, and the reason I'm signing is because this is something that I am constantly struggling with, which is establish discipline. We need to learn to do what we need to do and not just do what we want to do. I think it's so important that we train our minds, you know, in our bodies to deprive ourselves of instant gratification that conflicts with our purpose. And one of the quotes that I hold true, near and dear to me, which my mom emphasized so much growing up, is, it's not about what you want now, but what you want most. So for example, I may really, really want some Cold Stone ice cream right now. And if I'm honest, I want Cold Stone probably every single day. But I understand that I am on a fitness journey where if I were to eat this Cold Stone right now or eat this Cold Stone every single day, that'll deter me from reaching that specific fitness goal. So instead, I need to exercise discipline so that I can end up attaining that goal that I've set for myself, which is becoming more physically fit, being more toned, having, you know, a hot girl summer bod, all of the things. And so really taking the time to understand where are some areas that I need to display and establish more discipline in, and then figure out what needs to take place, whether that's removing some things or incorporating, you know, different activities or steps in your day-to-day routine in order to make sure that you're living a life of discipline. And four, which is one of my favorites, is practicing self-care. All of this, every single thing that I'm saying is essentially all a part of self-care, because it's showing that, you know, you love yourself. And I think we need to make a habit of incorporating self-care in our daily routines. And you will love yourself so much more when you take time to really pour into your basic needs. So whether that's, like I was saying earlier, taking a nap when you feel like you just need one, or taking a stroll, or having some personal me time, or taking a bath. One of the things I absolutely love is getting a massage. And I know massages aren't for everyone, but when I tell you, they have blessed my whole entire life. I get a massage like once a month at minimum, because that for me is self-care. We need to commit to activities that force us to establish a healthier lifestyle as well, such as working out, meditating, eating better, sleeping, etc., because I think all that too adds to your self-care. So one, I said, become more self-aware. Two, knows who you are. Three, establish discipline. Four, practice self-care. And five, this is something that a lot of people struggle with, including myself, which is we must forgive ourselves. We must make it a point on a weekly, monthly, quarterly basis to really take a moment and forgive ourselves for the mistakes we've made, for opportunities we've passed up on, for, you know, potentially hurting other people. We have to make it a point to constantly be in a place of forgiving ourselves, because God forgives us. And if God forgives us, why wouldn't we forgive ourselves for the things that we've done? making mistakes are basically inevitable, you know, during this journey towards purpose. So instead of basking in minor setbacks, it's important that we grow from them, we learn from them, and not punish ourselves. And I think that's key. I know oftentimes the enemy may want us to be shamed and feel guilty for the things that we do. And I know we're all human. I know some of these things are, I don't want to say inevitable, but I guess more of a natural response. We really have to make it a point to understand that, you know what? I'm not going to sit and bask in this moment. I'm not going to sit and bask in this failure, in this mistake. I'm going to evaluate the situation. I'm going to learn the lesson. I'm going to keep pushing forward. And I'm going to forgive myself for it. And that's all you need to do. And I know, of course, it's easier said than done, but I really do believe that we need to make it a point to constantly be in a place of forgiveness and not in showing mercy and grace, not to just other people, but to ourselves as well. And then next, number six, and this is probably one of my favorites, set boundaries with people. People, places, boundaries are critical. And I think one of the best ways you can set boundaries is really understanding the art of saying no. I want us to all do it with me. I want to hear you all say no. Let's say it together. 1, 2, 3, no. N-O. We need to learn when and how to say no and not feel bad about doing so. I think that is the most important, because I know when we, you know, maybe say no to someone or opportunities, we're more so looking at the other person, not realizing that us saying yes to that opportunity will cause more detriment to our internal beings or ourselves. And in this case, we're learning to prioritize self-care and self-love. So we just need to make sure that we are at the forefront, that our focus, our wellness, our well-being is being considered in everything. Like, I do not believe in pouring from an empty cup. I do not believe in saying yes to something that is going to cause me to hurt internally, or I'm going to be able to benefit someone else, but also it's going to not benefit me. Like, I wish I could say that better, but I think you all understand what I'm trying to say. Understand that you should be prioritized. Your well-being should be prioritized. You cannot give yourself to everything and everyone, or else you're going to experience burnout and not be in a position to carry out your purpose. That's what I said. It is not effective when you pour into others from an empty cup, because at the end of the day, the people that you're pouring into aren't able to now receive the full, authentic, energized, whole, and healthy version of you. And now with you pouring into someone else, you're now causing more harm to your body. So now everyone's losing at this point. Everyone is losing. So learn how to say no, set boundaries with people, whether that's, you know, not answering a phone call, not taking a meeting, not going on a date with a certain person or whatever, or just learning to say no to opportunity. Whatever it is, we need to understand that it is okay to say no. And even when we do so, we do not have to feel bad for it. And lastly, I think this is 7 or 8. I don't know. I think it's 7 though, is live intentionally. Everything we do should be for the betterment of ourselves, from the relationships we foster to the job opportunities we pursue. Every single thing we do needs to be done with purpose in mind. And so remember, the most important person for you to love is you. And so that's what I have for you today. And of course, you already know we have an action item, but before we get into that, I'm going to highlight again, I think these 7 or 6 tools that are imperative when it comes to prioritizing self-love and self-care. Number one, becoming more self-aware. Two, knowing whose you are. Three, establish discipline in your life. Four, practice self-care. Five, make it a habit to forgive yourself. Six, set boundaries, aka say no. And seven, live intentionally. Every single thing we do should be us moving towards purpose and us impacting a life, even if it's just our own. But it's important that we live intentionally in every single thing that we do. So my challenge for us today, or us this week, is I want each and every single one of you to take a moment, and by a moment, I'm referring to at least 2 hours, to truly rest and or indulge in something that is self-care related. And so whether that's getting your hair done or cleaning the house or reading a book or taking a nap, or partaking in any type of activity that allows you to indulge in self-care, I really want you to make it a point to do it this week. And really, we should make it a point to incorporate that into our weekly, daily, or monthly routines, because self-care, self-love is so key. And as I said before, without, you know, this type of self-love and self-care, we're going to end up experiencing burnout, and ultimately we'll end up pouring from an empty cup. So make sure that this is something that is also on your to-do list. I'm going to go get a massage tomorrow. Part of my self-care routine is I'm going to drink some tea. I'm going to drink some tea and maybe watch an episode of Quantico after I upload this podcast. And again, apologies for it coming out so late. I was really hoping that my voice would be a little bit better, but you know what? It is. Here we are. And this is the raw, authentic, real version of me. And so here we are. That being said, I hope you have a good week. We are officially on day 19 of the April Reading Challenge. I hope you all are still doing it, and I hope it's still beneficial to you. I love you. I can't wait to hear how you all are indulging in self-care. So definitely, you know, shout us out or tag us on your social media platforms. And I really hope too, y'all were able to make it through the whole episode with me sounding like this. Y'all are some real ride or dies. I love you. Have a blessed week. Peace.